on hand. I know they had representation on hand at some of the House meetings. So I just point that we're today we'll just be hearing, in a sense, from the state's point of view, Senator.
Madam Chairman, I've watched some of the flicks from some of the hearings on this before, and I think it's very important that it's brought out that it's not a subsidized boat. It is an in-state value, and I just wanted to emphasize that before I begin.
Fine. Senator, Senator Fisher, had you had your hand up early on or not? Senator Hopkins?
Madam Chairman, I agree, plus the fact is that actually it's a pretty good contract from state, because you've got some pluses in here. So I think that where the storm is going to come on this, Madam Chairman, is going to come on what are the spin-offs as far as the manufacturer of the end product, Matco. And I don't know how the opponents are going to reach that, because that's a private contract between Gold and Valley. But I think that we ought to schedule a time certain and make sure that Golden Valley's here, and maybe a teleconference, Madam Chairman, on the basis so that we from that area can trigger the constituency to be at hand
Senator, if you'll be sure and just advise that, no, that's our intention to certainly make that available. I'd like to pursue just a little bit. When you talked about the market price that would be paid by MAPCO, are you saying the market price as determined by this contract with the premium?
Yes, Madam Chairman. The way it will work is it has a base of in value. So, as you're aware, the Amerada Hess lawsuit is about what is the right in value price. Well, in the future, should that price be adjusted upward as a result of that litigation, the price under this contract would also go up, and it would still have a 30-cent premium on top of the end value.
Can you explain to me why it is the 12 and a half, the state share goes to GVEA? Is it not possible just to sell the state share? Why does MAPCO take, say, 80? I'm sure there's a very obvious answer as to why they take 87.5% and GVEA just portion.
Yes, when they run this oil through the refinery, they create the specific product that GVEA purchases. It falls out to be 12.5% of the barrel comes out as to that.
So it's necessary in order to process it, to have the full barrel?
Yes, this results from, I could recounting here from memory, testimony given by Golden Valley earlier this year. They, when they obtained the royalty oil contract in 1977, they did not immediately begin taking under it because they are not equipped to use the oil directly. They solicited offers or bids from... This is Golden Valley.
This is GVEA.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. When they obtained the first royalty oil contract after the new procedures were enacted by the legislature. They had this contract for several years before it was activated or before they took any oil under it. What they did, according to their earlier testimony, was solicit offers from the in-state refiners or others who would use that oil and provide a benefit to them. And at that time, was that 1980, I believe?
Yes.
They did that, and MAPCO provided, or at that time it may have been Earth Resources, provided the greatest benefit to them, the best deal, the best price break on their turbine fuel. So basically, MAPCO is getting the 5,000, and then they process that barrel, and it falls out, 12.5% of it turns into turbine fuel. Golden Valley gets that at a discount relative to what they buy turbine fuel from in MAPCO in straight transactions. So it results from this earlier arrangement that Golden Valley sought the best arrangement they could get, and that's what they have testified is how the arrangement came to be.
Senator Fairfax-Benson.
Well, I would just wanted, and she answered, to pursue that Amerada Hess bet, because I think that's important. And
yes,
she did. She told me what it meant.
All right. Senator Fisher.
Senator Fisher. Okay. This is a 10-year contract,
and the reference is to 2.6667% of the daily production from crude oil being covered by this contract, approximately 5,000 barrels per day. Does this mean that 10 years from today, assuming this contract is approved, the delivery would still be effectively 2.7% of crude oil as crude oil based production declines? This would
yes.
be 2.7% of declining production.
Yes. It will be a declining amount. It's 5,000 barrels today. By the 10th year of the contract in 1994, it will be down to 2,167 barrels, is what our estimate
so
of the crude oil decline.
It's based on percent.
Yes.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair, my question is sort of in the whole area of relative benefits to the citizens of Fairbanks versus MAPCO. I'm 100% in favor of doing what we can for the community, and I hope we can do it without a windfall for private developers, private company, but aside from that, this point, I have no further questions.
Representative Miller, do you have anything you'd like to bring out this time?
No, thank you, Madam Chairman. I just thank you for the opportunity to be reporting the executives to be here.
If there's no more, what we'll do is continue the public hearing, and then we'll have Mr. Cooley representing MAPCO either by teleconference or in person, and we'll also arrange, be very happy to have any people that you particularly, Senator Fahrenkamp or the last Senator Caulfield, would like to be on hand. We can either do it on a teleconference or, you know, if they're in hand. But I, you know, we could wait until this comes over from the House. I haven't made a decision, but at least I wanted to get it before us to see kind of where the tone of your questions are and the information you might particularly want, because I know this is a very important one to consider this year, Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam Chair, the only thing about it that I would like to have is a representative of Golden Valley. I know there is a rising concern over whether or not MAPCO makes a big profit off of this, but I think it's important that they couldn't find anybody else to beat it, so I'd like that testimony.
Sure. Well, we'll accommodate that. There's anything else you want to say today? Thank you very much. And what we will do is continue with the public hearing on this matter, and we'll notify you, Kay, when it's back.